It's day one here at Classic in the Country, and sitting down with me now is one of our officials here this year at Classic in the Country, Jamie McCray. You're a local guy out of the Ridgewood there. Jamie, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Thank you so much. So, Jamie, I know a little bit about you, but you can talk to our listeners. Longtime coach, Ridgewood High School basketball coach. I kind of remember you from those days. You've made the transition. 10 years ago, you hung up the coaching shoes, got into officiating. What's wrong with you?
Joined the dark side, officially.
But seriously, I mean, you go from coaching into officiating. Talk about what that journey's like. And look, I was a longtime coach myself. It kind of gets in your blood. You're around it. You enjoy being around the kids. Maybe when coaching's done, that's when you turn to officiating or you turn to broadcasting, whatever that looks like. But just talk about your journey a little bit, Jamie.
So I really got my start at Ohio Wesleyan University in college doing intramurals, and then we did some work with the developmental disability people there also. So I had a little bit of background in it, but then, of course, when I graduated and started coaching at Ridgewood, you know, did some peewee stuff, things like that for the program, but, you know, never really gave it another thought. When I took the head basketball job, I got out of football, and I was like, boy, I really need to do something in those fall months. So I got into football, and really have enjoyed that. Made my first state semifinal this year, so that's going great. And then, you know, when I got out of basketball, again, there's that void in my life. I needed a little bit of competition. You know, that game is just in my blood, I guess. And snuck into a basketball association meeting because, you know, some of these officials that I had to discuss plays with. Matter of fact, one guy I worked with today, Donnie Madzai, I got two technicals. Yep. In my 5 years as head coach, he was on a crew that, and every time we're together, Donnie reminds me of that. But you know what? It's a great community to be involved in, and I've got many wonderful friends from my 10 years.
Well, we're talking a little bit before we jumped on the air. We know some common people, and I'm going to throw his name out there. But Ed Honnebarger, a buddy of yours from the Ridgewood area, I know him from being the Danville area, a great football coach. But, you know, I think about him and compare him to you, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, when you're around the kids, it's infectious. You still want to be involved. You may go sport to sport, but, you know, it is something that gets in your blood, isn't it, James?
Yeah, so Ed Honnebarger and I and John Slusser, the head football and girls basketball coach at Ridgewood, we all kind of grew up together. Separate towns. Ed was from Bakersville, I was from Fresno, John was from West Lafayette, but we all had that common, you know, interest. And, you know, from junior high on, we were pretty inseparable, went to college together, coached together. Then Ed went off to Danville and some other places. And, you know, we still talk almost every day. And, I could tell you some great stories, but I'll leave it at
that. We'll do that off the air, Jamie. Well, I mean, it's the relationships you build through this coaching, officiating, whatever in sports. Those relationships are really priceless.
Yes, and I will say this, especially for John and Ed, the relationships they make with kids are fantastic. And what separates them from many other coaches is you know, kids will run through the proverbial wall for those guys. And, you know, that's something that's a little bit innate, but they've earned that with their hard work.
Absolutely.
And things like that. So.
And coaching gives you that opportunity to not just to coach a sport, but you get an opportunity to impact a kid's life.
Oh, absolutely.
Give them something positive. Give them some different structure.
Absolutely, every day. You know, we say it a lot that the kid needs basketball or the kid needs football a lot more than basketball needs them.
Absolutely.
And you know, so many kid gets in trouble. Well, should we kick them off the team? Well, I think that's when the team needs to come to them and bring them in. And all those successful guys, that's what they do. They take every kid and try to mold them the best that they can.
Absolutely. And so that transitions now into officiating. So, you know, I don't know how many technicals you've got in your career. You've already admitted to a couple of them. So what makes you decide, you know, I'm going to go ahead and jump into being an official? Now, after all I gave them officials over the years, now I'm going to become one. Talk about that a little bit, Jamie.
Well, I thought I was better than them when I was on the sidelines. So what I find out, it's a lot easier from the stands than it is
always
from the floor. You know what, it's a challenge, and I like, you know, part of my favorite job about coaching was preparing for that practice and preparing for the games. I still get to do that. Now, I don't get to prepare, you know, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids for that, but, you know, I prepare myself, and
sure.
In the same breath, if I have a bad game, I can't blame a 15, 16, or 17-year-old boy. It's all up to me, and so, you know, we challenge ourselves, you know, there's the obvious, you know, you get paid to exercise a little bit. You can throw that in there too, but it's just love for the sport. I love the meeting new people, working with people, and it's just a community that, you know, I think if more people understood the positives about it, more people, we wouldn't have the shortage that we do now.
Well, I think your last points were well taken. You know, there's a community element to that. You're back in your community where you've coached and you've influenced people before, and you're still getting to participate and influence and have an effect on kids, even from a different level. That gives you that opportunity.
Absolutely. And part of, you know, I like to interact with student sections during the games. Tell you a story, you know, the kids have the 6-7 thing like this.
And I still don't understand that.
Don't understand it, but at Dover, the winning ticket for the game ball, the last three numbers were 0-6-7.
Oh, my.
And they didn't notice it. And I had to give them, you know, grief for that. And you know what? They found my name out, and every time I go back to Dover, you know what? There's still that bond there. So it just, you know, if anybody's thinking about joining, you know, becoming an official, contact, find out where you can get it done. It's a great community to be involved in.
Absolutely. Well, Jamie, thank you for sitting down with us. Appreciate your time very, very much.
Well, I appreciate it.
You know, you're one of our officials here at the Classic in the Country, longtime community member. It's always good to see you here. Thanks again.
It's always great to be here.
Day one, Classic in the Country. Stay tuned. We'll have interviews coming up the next 2 days right here on WKLM.